views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call in, our phone number is 907-458-TALK. That is 907-458-8255. With that, today's a Monday, usually for business, but we are going to have a Citizen Engagement Academy coming up, and I thought I'd bring in the lady who thought of this, Danielle Snyder, and her associate, Jessica Creer, and we're going to discuss what a Citizens Engagement Academy is, the sessions, the dates, the times, and everything that's going on. Danny, Jessica, how are you guys doing?
Pretty well for a Monday morning.
After daylight savings.
Here I drag you down here on a Monday. They haven't shot me yet, Fairbanks, but it's still early in the week. So let's see. Now, Danny, this was your idea, and you saw this out of a town in Arizona?
I did. I have some good friends that live in a little, it's not a little town. It's maybe about 50,000 population. It's called Casa Grande, Arizona, south of Phoenix. And they received something in the mail as residents there that their city was putting on. They call it a Citizen Leadership Academy. And they've been doing it for decades, I believe, very successfully. So she just sent me a note that this was really cool. She forwarded me an email that she received. And I thought, gosh, I don't know anywhere in Alaska that's doing, any municipality in Alaska that's doing something like this to engage citizens. And what better way to do it than to bring them in, give them an inside look at the city. And I hope it'll really help to engage citizens in a lot of ways. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities at the city, and by that I mean working in elections, volunteering on boards and commissions. We've got lots of opportunity running for local office, as you're familiar with, Mayor.
I do resemble that fact.
So I just, I took down some notes. I sort of made a shell version of what that might look like in Fairbanks, and I sent it off to you last fall, and in the hustle and bustle of budget season and elections and
the
holidays.
Hit it for me, yeah, slipped it under the desk. Yeah, there you go. Actually, yeah. I thought it was a very good idea. I read most of it, but not all of it, apparently, because you have me in this twice. So, now, what this is, 8 weeks, 10 sessions, Thursday evenings, basically from 6 to 8, and the first session is basically an introduction to the city of Fairbanks.
Yeah, what I envision in that first session is it's just a meet and greet for our citizens who are enrolled. The mayor and some city council members may be present with the chief of staff, and that'll just give like a little, dipping their toes into the water, a little taste of what the city of Fairbanks is, what our mission is, the services that we offer, sort of a broad view of the city, and of course, anything else you want to throw in there, Mayor.
I will go by your dictates on this, as usual. So the first week, March 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m., it's a meet and greet, welcomed by the mayor and city council, and presentation by Mike's, the chief of staff.
Yeah, Mike Sanders. I don't know if he knows he's giving a presentation yet, but he will be.
Well, it's in whatever it is, it's in 2 weeks. Hey, you better, Jessica? You better get him up to speed.
We'll get him a reminder, yeah.
There you go.
Jessica will probably have a lot of insight, too, that she can offer at that session.
Jessica, what is it like working in an office with me?
Busy. I mean, you have plenty of energy. You keep up with everything, and then I kind of get the residuals of all of it passed on.
What's my philosophy about a meeting?
Keep it under an hour.
That's right. We don't go anything over an hour because that's when you lose concentration.
Hey,
state
now,
of task. Yeah.
That doesn't happen at city council, Mayor.
I don't control public comment. But actually, if you look at our meetings, you know, tonight we have a meeting. We have an agenda, but we don't have a work session. We don't have a executive session. And so with the agenda that we have, we should be done by 8:15, 8:30 at the latest, I would think, depending on what happens, what gets pulled.
Yeah.
And if you attend the Citizens Engagement Academy, you learn how our city council meetings operate. And you'll learn that, you know, we are a strong mayor, but the council makes all the decisions in budgetary and all votes. The only thing I do is I get to break a tie on a vote. And so we have a very strong city council, very good working relationship. And if you take the Citizens Engagement Academy, you're going to experience that. You're going to experience people who work together, work well with each other. And, you know, we're opening up the city for the citizens of Fairbanks to see what we do, how we do it, why we do it, when we do it, and the processes of it. And it's all going to be under the fiefdom here of Danny Snyder.
This is a borrowed idea. I take no credit for it.
Well, here's the thing about it. No matter what, we're doing it. No matter how many citizens are there, and we'll do it again next year. You know, hopefully it starts growing. More people do it the next year. More people do it the next year. And, you know, you have to have a base. So when you thought of this, thought it was a good idea, and we just do it, period. And so session one is Thursday. All the classes are on a Thursday, basically, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., except for the facilities tour. And that's an all-day event, or most of the day event. But, again, Thursday after next is when we start. And how do you sign up?
It's really easy. We have an online form at our website. That's fairbanksalaska.us. Folks can go to our website, click on the news tab, news link on the homepage there, and they'll find the Citizen Engagement Academy. Just click on that, and it's a short, really brief application. It's open to city residents, city and borough board and commission members, city property and business owners, and city employees. And of course, city employees would be attending on their own time. But, and you know, right now we're not really rejecting anyone. We're just trying to get folks to come and learn about the city. If it was a competitive process, we kept the enrollment at 30 seats, and then we would give those folks I just mentioned first priority. But this year, since it's brand new, we're not filled up yet, so we're allowing everyone.
Good to hear. Fairbanks, with that, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Your miraculous eyes connect you to your world, bringing it into focus every moment, every task in your life. Reading a book, the street signs ahead, scanning the horizon for weather. Visit family optometrist Dr. Natalie Mackey, certified in pharmaceutical treatment of glaucoma, iritis, and more. Natalie is on your Eye Clinic of Fairbanks team of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and opticians who provide medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, fashion eyewear. Your eye health professionals on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
When you find an automotive repair shop with service you can trust, that's a big deal. That's why so many of our Napa Auto Care Center's customers tell their friends and neighbors about us. Stop by today and pick up your referral cards. When one of your friends comes in for vehicle service or repairs, our Napa Auto Care Center will reward you.
Get your Napa referral cards today at Expressway Auto, your Napa Auto Care Center in North Pole.
Show your love for ice fishing. Enter the Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. You can win a $50 gift card every Monday. It's easy. Just upload your favorite ice fishing photo to their Facebook page. Visit Frontier Outfitters for everything you need. Rods to tackle, augers to the right winter clothes. You love to fish? A little bit of ice won't get in your way. Upload your photos to Facebook by April 17th. Frontier Outfitters Ice Fishing Photo Contest. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Wow, your dog is really well behaved.
Thanks. We took classes at the Alaska Canine Center on Badger Road. It was a game changer for us.
I can tell.
Awesome instructors, classes available 7 days a week, and they offer grooming, a self-wash station, and I even get our pet food there. So they carry Dynamite brand cat and dog food as well.
That sounds awesome. As you can tell, I could use some help, and so could Rex here. Down, boy, down.
We got great rates, both personal and group classes available. Remember, it's the Alaska Canine Center off Badger Road. Find out more online at AlaskaCanineCenter.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
A mix of clouds and sun today with a chance for snow. High of 8 above. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 16 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Jessica Cryer and Danny Snyder in the booth with me here. We're talking about the 2023 Citizen Engagement Academy that starts Thursday, March 23rd at City Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. You can enroll by how, Danny?
www.fairbanksalaska.us.
There you go, and you'll find it there. Now, we went through the first session on the 23rd of March, and the second session is the 30th of March, and that's with the city legal and the risk management. And here's something you're going to learn. You're going to learn when you get a parking ticket, like I will get, that it's not the city of Fairbanks where you come down to pay that, and they have nothing to do down there with getting that written off. And I can't waive your parking ticket fee. But we'll just start there that night. That way we indemnify and we hold us harmless, and that's a good legal term. But you'll get to meet our new city attorney, Thomas Chard, and then you'll get to meet our risk manager, Christina, and two very good people. And you're going to learn that system. Now, going back to parking tickets, because, yes, I have gotten them, that's through the parking authority. And I even got a parking ticket while serving on the, grand jury duty. And they took care of it for me. They took care of it for me. City of Fairbanks did not. So you have to, you know, I've gotten my tickets and I've paid my ticket. So there you go. But the city legal, if your car gets towed, if there's a lawsuit, if there's something involving a city employee in an accident, things like that, risk management, city attorney, all right there, things you can ask the city. When we had the pollution with the PFAS out there, that was a big item with working with the city attorney. And that wasn't even with city residents, but we had to do that. So there's things like that. Then the third session, city support. That's presentations, which is the 6th of April from 6 to 8 p.m. That's presentation by Human Resources, city clerk in the finance department. So, Danny, what's the city clerk going to be doing there? You are the city clerk.
I am.
About time you get involved in this.
this is an opportunity for people to learn about the departments that they interact with the most.
Mm-hmm.
My department has a lot of interaction with the public because we serve as the cashier for the city. One of my staff serves as the cashier for the city. And so a lot of folks think, well, we just, you know, that's where we pay our bill and that's what the clerk does. And that is just not true. I mean, it is true in our municipality. That's how we have that set up. But the clerk really works for the city council. The clerk and the attorney are the two employees of the city council. We take care of all the legislative action of the city council, meeting minutes, the records, a whole host of things that are really have nothing to do with a business license or a garbage payment. But that's where we see most folks at my office. So it will give a better understanding.
What was I doing at your office at 8:06 this morning?
You were bringing a document down for me to attest and get notarized.
Yes. Yes. So there's a lot of that. And your department basically is the one that attests that it was done correctly and recorded correctly. So by therefore it's law. Then the finance department, what do they get to do?
Well, I'm sure Margarita Bell, our CFO, has something wonderful in store. She's always on top of things and explains things very well. We know that government budgets are not always the most intuitive thing when you look at a budget document.
God, I so enjoy budgets. I love getting into the numbers. I do. I am so boring. I know, but that's just too bad.
But I think we can agree. Margarita has a wonderful way of breaking down all of those numbers into a really understandable format and showing folks what it means when they see these items in the budget. And, you know, this is important because that's their money. That's our taxpayers' money, and they should know where it's going and how it's being spent.
You know, every morning, I'm down in the office there between 7 and 7:05. And my first 5 to 10 minutes are with Margarita. She's usually there first, so whoever's there is first. They turn on the hallway light, and I was there first this morning. So she came into my office, and we sort of shot the poop for that 5-10 minutes. And how was your weekend, stuff like that. But I always start off the day. What are we doing financially at the city of Fairbanks? What are we doing? Where are we at? Questions and answers. And so it's just something that I've just grown accustomed to, and so is she. We start off the day with a conversation, pleasantries, but we might be working on an ordinance, a budget, something like that, and that's how we start the day. Every morning, and whoever gets there first, they turn on the hallway light, and then the other person has to visit. And I'm usually visiting her. You know, how she gets there from North Pole, like yourself, Danny, at 6:35, she's a 6:40 to 6:50 a.m. arrival person, and I'm usually a 6:55 to 7:05. You know, in case you want to stalk us, that's when you're going to get us. What the heck? So, okay, then we have the human resources that night too. Now, if you're looking for a job, City of Fairbanks, hiring practices, what's available, all sorts of stuff. You know, we're looking for engineers, mechanics, policemen, firemen. Dispatch people, and a deputy city clerk.
Yes, a deputy city clerk.
Yeah, Rochelle, fantastic lady. She gave notice, and she's moving up. She's moving on. She's got a great job, but she feels so bad about leaving. She's going to be with you part-time.
Yeah, she has a lot of grace, and she's very kind to me. I get to keep her for a few extra weeks part-time, but that position is open until filled. It's a great job at the city, working in a small office, the first floor there at City Hall. If you're interested, again, visit our website at fairbanksalaska.us. And at the same time, we're recruiting a deputy city attorney. Very similar operation. They have three folks in the office total, small office, just like mine.
Yeah, our city attorney retired, so our deputy city attorney was hired as our city attorney. So now we have an opening for a deputy city attorney. So, you know, that's what I like about the city. You see people moving up from within. And I remember my first meetings with everyone under budget as mayor-elect, and I told everyone the same thing. Don't take this question personally. I'm asking the same question to everyone. The first thing I ask is, if you retire tomorrow or someone hires you away from us, do you have someone on staff to take your place? And if you do, great. If you don't, let's get them trained up. That way you have someone in the house ready to go.
Yeah.
It helps tremendously with the transitioning, and we're going through a lot right now. It's nice to see people moving up from inside and have those opportunities, and to see other people get, you know, they may be leaving us, but they're leaving for good reason, like Mr. Ewers, who really earned his retirement there.
Let's go track him down and hurt him. Paul, are you listening? You got a posse coming after you.
Well, I moved up through the ranks at the city. I worked all three positions in my office and in the building department. So I can vouch for that being a good path to take at the city. And the city has been a great employer to me. Obviously, I'm still there. So,
and the city, we do invest in training. We really do. And education. So, and that's what you get to learn on Thursday, April 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. Then we go to session number 4, which is April 13th, Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And that's roads and public infrastructure. Okay, here's the deal. I got one job. Let's keep the roads plowed. That's my one job. I know that. But where are we going to be building roads? What are we doing with sidewalks? How are we doing it? What's our overall plans? We have fast planning looking at doing things. We just had a meeting with them in regards to sidewalks. What equipment are we buying to maintain our roads, maintain our sidewalks? What roads are we going to be widening, repaving, things like that? This is where you're going to learn it. And you have both the city engineer, who Bob Pristash, who designs the roads and puts out the bids on things such as the Polaris building, and the public works director, Jeff Jacobson, and he's the one who maintains the fleet, gives us the updates on where they're plowing today. And where were they plowing today, Danny?
I have not a clue, Mayor.
Today, during the day, they're over in the Aurora subdivision, and tonight we're going to be having a night crew going in the Farewell Avenue neighborhood, hitting Hamilton Acres and such.
There you go.
So they're going around the clock right now.
Yep. So, and on April 13th, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, that's who you get to speak to. Do you have an issue with your snow plowing and how it works? And You know, you're going to learn real fast that you should not take your snow from your driveway and put it out in the street. Don't do that.
Or if you're not part of the city.
Yeah. And they're in Aurora tonight. There's some streets in Aurora that they seem to be doing that a lot. But that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and our public works department does a wonderful job. And the garbage service, they offer the garbage service as well. And there's a really good crew over there, hard workers, and they're probably some of the most seen people in our community because they're out on the streets every day.
When I first met them, that's what I told them. I said, you know, you guys are, everyone sees you. Whenever they see a grader or they see you guys picking up the trash, they like it. They like it. They might not want to see a police officer. The last person they have to want to call is an ambulance. But they like seeing public works. No matter what, they like seeing you, and they're great people over there. Then we have, on April 20th, we have the Community Outreach Services, and that's where it gets interesting, with the Housing Vista Coordinator, we have Crisis Now Coordinator, and the Reentry Coordinator, and that's our social services side in the city that we get very well grant-funded from two different agencies, Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. And you can find out what they do and how they do it and the good work that they do. And boy, you know, they are ground zero for helping people at a very hard time in their life. They're ground zero. And you can find out all about them, how they do it, when they do it, and why they do it. And again, that is April 20th, Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m. And Fairbanks, we are going to, here in a little bit, take a break. I'm going to be giving you some bumper music, and today it is the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And I approve this bumper, even though I didn't pick it. I approve it. You know, how can you not like Jimi Hendrix? Then we're going to go into some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and I'm going to leave you with some Jimi Hendrix Experience. Thank you.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Continuing concern in the financial markets after the collapse of California's Silicon Valley Bank.
I spoke with over 30 founders and VCs this weekend. One described SVB as the flywheel of the startup world. They provided loans and services that catered to the tech ecosystem. So the problem becomes now, where do these companies turn?
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady, the president this morning, assuring Americans their bank deposits are secure. And the one-time personal attorney of former President Trump, Michael Cohen, testifying today before the New York grand jury, which may indict the former president for potentially illegal hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels.
This is all about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
President Trump calling the investigation a witch hunt today on his Truth Social media platform. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Not one, but two volcanoes on the same island in Alaska's Aleutian Chain were showing signs of unrest on Friday, rocked by seismic activity. Elevated earthquake activity at both Tanaga and Takawanga volcanoes on uninhabited Tanaga Island, hundreds of miles from Anchorage, could indicate a possible eruption. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says if an eruption were to occur, it's uncertain at this point which volcano it would come from. The observatory raised the alert level for both. Seismic activity diminished a bit last Friday, but frequent earthquakes were reported underneath the center of each volcano and in between them. The quakes were happening about every minute or two, and some measured at a magnitude 3.0. We've seen actual earthquake activity building beneath both epicenters and in between them, which is causing us quite a bit of concern about what's going on, said John Power, a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey stationed at the Alaska Volcano Observatory in Anchorage. A third volcano on the island, Sajika, about 2 miles to the west of Tanaga, is not showing any sign
streaming
of activity.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Hello, my name is Mike Samard from Samard Automotive, and I've got news. I have gas. I would like to announce the opening of our second location, 333 Illinois, formerly Alaska Chevron, as well as our new location on South Cushman. Four convenient locations, including Alaska's only full-service gas station on Gaffney Road. Schedule an appointment today at any one of our four locations and get gas relief. You can earn $25 to $100 of free gas. Go to our website for details, SamardAutomotive.com.
So how's your memory? Can you remember this name? It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. It's pretty simple, but it's a name you want to be familiar with. You see, good plumbers, plumbers who can get to your problem quickly and do a top-quality job fixing it all at a reasonable price, well, let's simply say they're scarce. Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical is quick to the problem, and they're quick to the solution. And when you have no heat, or you have a bad plumbing leak, your HVAC isn't working, or your pipes are frozen, you want your problem fixed. So who do you call? I told you to remember the name. It's Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Boilers and water heaters, snow melt systems, of course, drain cleaning. They also own Victory Drains. And you'd be surprised how much more. So look, you don't have to try to remember the phone number. Just remember the name and look it up from there. One more time now. Say it with me. Living Waters. Right, Living Waters Plumbing and Mechanical. Okay, well done.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We have in the studio here with me, Jessica Cryer and Danny Snyder. How are you ladies doing?
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
So, you know, basically, Danny, it was your idea to do this, so I dragged you down here to be on the air and explain it. You got, you know, hey, if you're in, you're all in.
That's right.
So then we're coming into session six, which is keeping the city of Fairbanks safe. And that's Thursday, April 27th, and how quickly a month goes by. This once a week, 2 hours in the evening from 6 to 8 p.m. on a Thursday. And this will be presentations by the Fairbanks Emergency Communication Center manager, the chief of police and the fire department chief. So, you know, you're going to learn from them the operations of when the 911 call comes in, how a call taker or dispatcher takes it, disseminates it, sends people out. Is it police? Is it fire? Is it an emergency? What classification is it? And how the police, what they do, what their schedules are, how to, if you want to, looking at getting a job with them, training academies, things like that, lateral hires, and the fire chief. We have a very good fire department there. We have 44 people. We're fully stacked, but you're always having people retire. When you have 44 people there, you can count on 2 to 4 retirements a year. So there's always a hiring process there. There's always an opportunity if you want to do that in the city of Fairbanks.
Yeah, I think this session, session 6, I intend to come to all of the sessions just as a city employee to see and learn more. I've been there for almost 14 years, and there's things that I don't even know that the city does. But this session in particular, I think, is going to be very interesting. A number of years ago, if you'll remember, we had a citizen police academy over at the Fairbanks Police Department. It was quite a few years ago, and I participated in that as a citizen, and it was eye-opening. And of course, they only have 2 hours, so it won't be that in-depth, but I think it'll be a really fun session.
There you go. Jessica, are you going to be involved in any of that?
Oh, yeah. I plan to be at all of the sessions as well to just gain more perspective on, you know, what all of my coworkers are doing and the other departments and how we work together to make everything happen. And I do think that, you know, that sixth session there is going to have a lot packed into those 2 hours. Even just looking at our dispatch center, they don't just handle those 911 calls, but they handle the emergency services, the downtown patrol. They handle the mobile response team that is, you know, peer support that responds to mental health crises, behavioral crises, so that police aren't being dispatched for that.
Then, Session 7, Building and Development, Thursday, May 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Patrick P. Cole Building at 800 Cushman Street. Presentations by the building official. Is that going to be Clem?
Yes.
And the mayor's office, which could be Jessica.
How fun.
You're the mayor's office.
Delegated.
you know, top upper management.
You wanted to make delegating. Sure that was on record on the radio.
That
right?
is right. Yeah. So what am I going to be talking about, Jessica?
I think we're going to be talking about everything that we get our hands in up in the mayor's office. We tend to get calls about anything and everything. If it's people just giving feedback on their interactions with various city staff members, or people giving their feedback and concerns about city services. And then a lot of the ideas moving forward, we're doing a lot of development within the city to establish a positive culture, have progress made, you know, really working on revitalizing the downtown core and making improvements there. So I think there's a lot of exciting things that we'll be able to touch on.
You know, it's interesting when how often a person calls up or visits us that with an item of concern that we have nothing to do with, but we listen to what their issue is, and we direct them to the right person who can really help affect them in a positive way. That happens, if not daily, every week down there.
Yeah.
Because we're City of Fairbanks.
Yeah. In my office, we get that call. I mean, we get the calls every day.
And then they send them to me.
well, you know, this academy.
She's upper management.
I think this academy will really help people understand the powers and duties of the city versus our other local government, which is the borough.
Mm-hmm.
There are some powers they don't have area-wide, and those powers lie with the city. And also, we also get confused a lot with the court system at the city clerk's office, because really there's 3 clerk's offices just in this small little downtown area. So that's a good point, Mayor, is really learning, focusing in on what the city does, you know, and what we don't do.
We don't give out tickets, nor do I can arbitrarily say no to the tickets. But I have removed the fines of a few items, such as business licenses. This was the first time we had fines if you got your business license in late. And we had a lot of complaints about that. You know, there's something new. And there was two people I removed the fine for because they didn't get it. Email address, whatever it was. Okay, I believe you. You didn't get it. You know, I'm not going to ask you for a history of email, just something like that. And then one gentleman, his vehicle was towed for snow removal. He left it out there, and the reason why he left it out there in the street was because he was in the ICU unit after having a heart attack that night. And so, hey, you know, these things happen in life. And so one shoe does not fit all. Fairbanks is very different. And when things happen, we respond and reciprocate in a very good way. And so, hey, just, I guess sometimes I'm the bottom line. And boy, wasn't expecting that, but that's okay. Then, what everyone really enjoys about the city of Fairbanks is our facilities. This is the old main school, you know, when I was there. And I just went, you know, once in a while, I just take a walk down in the basements. And I remember the wrestling room that we had. And now it's, you know, it's a storage room. And the way the floor in the basement would dip down going to the south side. And if you weren't careful as a wrestler, you'd trip. You know, when you're doing your 20 laps around the stairs and everything like that. So that's a lot of fun. Now, the facilities tour is on May 11th, Thursday, from 9 to 4 p.m. And it's just, you're not just going to be looking at the City of Fairbanks' building, are you, Danny?
Not just City Hall. Although City Hall will be a fun one, we are going to... The city attorney who just retired, Paul Ewers, who was at the city for many, many years, knows a lot of history, and he has graciously agreed to come back and do a city hall tour that he's become sort of famous for. It's a wonderful learning opportunity, not only about the city of Fairbanks, but about that building itself and where it's been throughout its nearly 100-year journey. Go ahead, Jessica, and chime in here with the next pieces.
So after City Hall, everybody will get a chance to look at the police department and our dispatch center, see where they're set up, what they're working with through the day. Our poor dispatch workers hold up in one little room for 12-hour shifts, sometimes more. Then you'll get a chance to check out our fire department and kind of gain more insight into all the various activities they do over there. That's one of the departments I'm always surprised to be reminded of all the different things that they get involved in, not just fire response and all the different facilities they need and training, and that those guys really live there. They aren't just showing up for work like the rest of us. And then everybody will get to wrap up with a tour of our public works facility. So all the heavy equipment that we use, where we house it, where we maintain it, all that sort of stuff.
You know, it was interesting with all the facilities we have, when Paul Ewers' last meeting last month in February, and how he brought up the city building and how his going away words. You can just tell the love for the building, how they moved in and there is boards over windows, and how everyone who worked at the city pitched in and got it presentable to work out of and presentable for the public to walk into after it had been boarded up for 15, 20 years. And you know,
I think he said there was one working bathroom at that time.
They were painting their own offices between court appointments.
Yeah. So anyway, it's you get to go see everything. You get to go see the new dispatch center upstairs. You know, you walk in there and you think you're in an NSA room with all the screens and everything that's going on. Then the police station itself, you get to go through there, and you're going to go into the meeting rooms. You're going to be going into the equipment rooms, storage rooms, things like that. And then the fire station, beautiful facility, big, open, where people live and eat and dine together, and they have 24-hour shifts. And so you're gonna see how a person lives on shift for 24 hours in that facility. And anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The 2023 World Ice Art Championships at the Tenenbaum Valley State Fairgrounds. Breathtaking ice sculptures of every size, special events, treats, ice slides, surprises, and more. It's the best part of winter in Fairbanks, the World Ice Art Championships, featuring the world's greatest ice carvers competing for international bragging rights. And don't miss the youth competition starting March 13th with Kids Day and the award ceremony on the 17th. The World Ice Art Championships going on now to the ice melts. For tickets and information, go to icealaska.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
A cherished friend is back in town. Silver Gulch invites you to a fun evening of food, beer, and friendship. The fantastic selection of Silver Gulch beers are on tap. The menu speaks for itself, with some old favorites and some delicious new selections, too. It's a short drive to historic downtown Fox and the warmth and charm of the Silver Gulch Brewery. And remember, the bar opens at 3:30 Fridays through Sundays. Make your plans soon for the Silver Gulch. Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather this hour brought to you by Long Building Technologies. Call Long today to find out about a UV filtration and ionization system that will help reduce sick days in your workplace. 561-3044 or find out more at long.com.
KFAR Weather.
Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 7 above. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 16 below tonight. Overcast skies tomorrow. High of 7 above. Temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the single digits above zero. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Before we get into our program here, I want to give you some thoughts on what's coming up. Right now, we probably have about 83 to 85 inches of snow that we've received. So our roof structures are getting a little bit impacted. So you might want to think about shoveling your roof, doing that, or at least make sure that your insurance policy covers if you have damage from a snow load, damage to your house, if anything is crushed, that your insurance policy covers it. I've seen a lot of people who thought they had it, was told that they have it, and then they don't have it, so they're suing an insurance company. So those are the things you want to make sure, because we're coming into mid-March through mid-April. That's when it happens. We average, last couple of years, 100 to 120 inches of snow. We're at 85. We're usually at about 77 through the year. So watch your snow loads and be prepared and be careful. Anyway, I have Danny Snyder and Jessica Creer in the studio with me here. We're talking about the City of Fairbanks Citizens Engagement Academy that these two ladies are putting on. And so we went through the facilities tour. The Engagement Academy starts Thursday, March 23rd. It's every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. through May 22nd, which is a Monday. And that is your graduation day. But as I discovered here earlier, before we came on the air, the session 8 is the Mayor's State of the City address and a graduation hosted by the City Council. So Jessica, what's my State of the Mayor address going to incorporate?
Oh, we can't give that away now. That's why we're having people sign up for the Academy.
You know, this is why we're prepping her for upper management. She has basic instinct. Very good. But it's only a 45-minute session right before one of our city council meetings. Our city council meeting starts at 6:30, so just before that. I'll be discussing the year-end review, strategic initiative updates, future opportunities, and the Academy participates in a graduation. So we're going to get there. And that is the last day of the Academy, Session 8, Monday, May 22nd, from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. That's a heck of a schedule there, Danny.
Well, yeah, there's just a lot to fit in. And we have a lot of departments at the city, and they're all very different and unique, and they all have different missions that come together to fulfill our one mission at the city of Fairbanks. So I'm really excited about this. I hope that it's successful. I hope we get more applicants. And I hope, most of all, that we can continue this every year, make it an annual thing, and I think it could really bring great success with the relationship building between our local government and its citizens.
It's only going to help, and it's an opportunity for someone to come in and learn the inner workings and hidden mechanisms on how the city of Fairbanks functions. Here you are. We're opening up the doors, casting back the curtains. Take a look. You're going to have frontline conversations and education from department heads and people who do it.
I think that's one of our big keys that we want to portray with all of this, is it's not just a time for citizens to come in and let us talk your ear off. We really want to encourage people to reflect on your own interests and concerns, and as they relate to the city, you know, what questions do you have for us? What feedback do you have? And really make it interactive. We're not just telling you what's going on. We want to hear from you, your perspective. How is it working? How can we do better? And how can you get involved to implement change?
We're busy down at the city with a lot of interactions. We had last month, we had the Crisis Now coordinator put on the fentanyl presentation. That was very good.
Yes.
You know, when you have the DEA, the FBI, Alaska State Troopers, City Police, people from all governments putting on a presentation for citizens on how to look at fentanyl, what it does, how to respond to it in an emergency and give out emergency response kits. That was something else.
Yes.
So we're getting very engaging with the citizens in regards to our issues. Now they're having another event in May, Jessica?
Yes, May 15th through 18th, they'll be having the Fairbanks Symposium on opioids and its effect on housing, crisis now, and reentry. It'll start on the 15th with a bit of a healing, artistic activity that's meant for individuals who have lost a loved one to an opioid overdose, or those who have survived opioid overdose, or even first responders. You're welcome to come in. You'll be guided through creating an art piece, and then you'll also be given the opportunity to record your own story in an audio file. And the idea is that individuals can then look at your artwork, listen to your story, put the two pieces together to gain perspective on the epidemic that we're facing. And then the 16th, 17th, and 18th, there will be various keynote speakers and breakout sessions to really work on how to collaboratively combat the issue within Alaska.
And these are the people who are basically our fifth session, the Housing Vista Coordinator, Brenda, the Crisis Now Coordinator, which is...
Brenda is our Crisis Now, and then Bryn is our Housing and Vista Coordinator, yes.
Okay. And our Reentry Coordinator is Marcia.
Yes. Yeah.
And so these three ladies, who are funded primarily by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority and the Rasmussen Foundation, they're putting on this...
Symposium, yeah. They really hit the ground running with it, and
it's getting
big. Impressive. Yeah.
Every morning we have our meeting, and... they're throwing more onto the plate of who's coming, what's happening, and it's like, oh my goodness. It's like the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Oh, boy. So, Danny, how long have you been the city clerk?
I think about 8 years. I think I was appointed in early 2015 by the council.
You were?
Yes.
When Janie was appointed by Governor Walker for the person who was your mentor and your friend, and she went down to Juneau to watch the governor's inauguration. Next thing you know, she's leaving us because she got a job. So you started, you know, in the front, and you were the deputy clerk, and boom, you were next up. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a great experience, and working my way up in the office is really a benefit, and I feel lucky to have been able to have that opportunity because I really understand how my office works, and I can't really ask them to do things that I wouldn't be willing to do myself because I've already done it.
Jessica, how long have you been down at the city?
Oh, gosh, let's see. I have been down there about 4 months now, going on my fourth month. Yeah, so I'm still getting broken in up there.
Well, you're learning it fast, that's for sure.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, it was funny, Danny, when she her first day, I sat her down, and I said, okay, you're in the office of the mayor, and add to that a multiple. I'm in this office with you. You're going to see a lot of stuff here. We're going to do a lot of stuff. Learn, listen, enjoy, engage. You know, yeah. you're not here just to answer a phone. I bring you into everything. Whatever mm-hmm. I'm doing, you're going to come in and you're going to learn it.
That's how my
parents trained me and mentors in life trained me. So if you're in the room, you're participating.
Yeah, Jessica's doing a wonderful job.
I pity her. you guys were telling me on Friday afternoon you had a wayward person yelling at everyone. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we needed someone to make us really appreciate the weekend break.
That did it.
There you go. Now, you both hopefully are making a good living. You both have a good wage, good benefits, retirement, health. And a lot of this engagement is for the city of Fairbanks, opening up what we do and how we do it. And if you want to work at the city of Fairbanks, because we always have positions opening, always. And again, we have a deputy chief of staff, deputy attorney, a deputy clerk.
Yeah, there's openings in nearly every department right now. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
To get your foot in the door at the city.
So, one of those fun things.
While I have the radio waves, Mayor, I'll just share that tonight we have a city council meeting at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall, and tomorrow night we have Fairbanks Diversity Council at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall.
And since I have you in the room here, what's on our agenda tonight?
Oh, well, you'll have to come and find out or visit the city website. There's quite a few items on the agenda. A lot of it's on consent agenda, which the council may or may not address directly tonight. But we always want everybody to participate in council meetings, whether you're at home and attending remotely, listening on the radio, Zoom.
You can do it.
Yep.
Jessica, Danny, that is our show. Thank you for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
Excuse me. I demanded that you show up.
You're
putting on this event. You know, we're gonna announce it to the world. And thank you for being here. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow. We have the Laundry House Gang on tomorrow. You have a great day.